Blog Talk Radio.
Big 12 Nation, what the heck is going on? Week one, finally here. It seems like yesterday, but at the same time, forever ago, when we were doing the previews of all the teams. But week one is finally here, guys. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to hear you guys' reaction, thoughts, how the season's going to go, what's going to happen, what coaches are on the hot seat, what coaches need to be fired, what coaches have done a good job, what coaches should get coach of the year. So much stuff, guys. So I'm excited. I mean, first game kicks off Thursday, and us at Big 12 Nation, we got games all the way through Sunday, even the big one with Texas versus Notre Dame on ABC. So I absolutely cannot wait, ladies and gentlemen, to see this situation develop. Now, let's go down this list. Right now we got Texas Tech versus Stephen F. Austin. So that is going to be a second team scrimmage for Texas Tech, which is fine. Get the troops ready to go because they got a big one versus Arizona State next week. So Stephen F. Austin comes into town. Texas Tech is probably going to put up 80 points. It's going to be like 80 to 20 or something silly like that, where you'll probably change the channel in like the third quarter and be like, all right, we get the point. Basketball on grass. So Coach Kingsbury will probably have them ready to go. That's an easy week one win, and we move on from there. Now, next up, we got TCU. TCU plays South Dakota State at home. And for anybody, don't get it mixed up. It's not the North Dakota State, because I know with these FCS teams, a lot of us Big 12 fans get confused. South Dakota State, don't confuse them with the North Dakota State, who's won the national championship year after year after year and has the undefeated streak. No, that's not, it's not that team. It's a different Dakota team. A team that TCU will probably light up. Put some stuff on Big 12 Nation, our Facebook page, to talk about how some of the receivers are liking their chemistry with Kenny Hill, et cetera, et cetera. Coach Patterson made some comments in some press conferences. But I think he's going to have the guys ready to go. It just seems like it was yesterday, guys, and it was like August the 10th or 12th, and it was 100 degrees outside, and we were all waiting for this thing to kick off, and, you know, we got 48 hours, and it's kickoff time, guys. Like, I absolutely can't wait. Now, let's go on to Oklahoma versus Houston. This is one of the games that they're hyping up. ESPN is hyping up. Other college football media is hyping up. Both of them are ranked teams. As we all know, Houston is one of the teams that is in, you know, in the running to get into the Big 12 Conference along with Cincinnati. Some people were talking about BYU, and some people were talking about other things on the page. People talked about BYU as far as spending. I'd be more worried about that if they didn't let them in because of that. The thing about Cincinnati and Houston is both of them are pro football towns, so you have that pro football crowd that wouldn't mind going to a huge college football conference like the Big 12. That's what helps out with Cincinnati and Houston. Obviously, you got the Texans and Houston. In Cincinnati, you have the Bengals, one of the best teams in the AFC, with, obviously, former TCU quarterback Andy Dahl. So the Big 12 being here would make a big deal out of the situation. But I know that they said an LVGT group wrote to the Big 12 saying not to let them in. I hope the Big 12 didn't let BYU in because of that, because to me that's wrong. You can't hold somebody out because of their religious beliefs. And most of Texas is conservative. Yeah, Austin is hip, but, I mean, that's just wrong. Don't go political with it. Either they fit the description as far as football and money. we don't have rules that the NCAA makes us abide by. Because if BYU didn't abide by the rules in the NCAA, they wouldn't be allowed to play. So I think it's wrong that they should that. I'm just tired of this whole all these other groups dictating college football, except the people who love college football. Like, yo, back off and go into your little political world. Let us people who love college football enjoy college football, the sport we've been loving for 100 years, and don't bring your BS influence into it. Because last I checked, college football has done a great job of saving people lives and providing a lot of jobs. We don't need your agenda. Now, in that game, Oklahoma versus Houston, it's going to be a tight game in the first half, but I would say it'll be a high-scoring, well, not a high-scoring game, but somewhere in the middle. I'd say Oklahoma gets out there 34-21. Somehow Oklahoma pulls the win out, and they win 34-21, so we'll see. Sooner should win this one. Glad they got a team that could be in the Big 12 that they're playing. Also glad they'll be playing a ranked team. Now, Texas versus Notre Dame. We all know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the one that everybody's hyping up. It'll be played on Sunday on ABC. I think it might be one of the only games on Sunday. No NFL. NFL finishes on Thursday because they do final cuts and they cut down their 53-man roster to make the way for college football opening weekend. So that's actually pretty awesome. And what I'm going to say is Texas beats the hell out of Notre Dame like 42-7. And I know everybody's saying why, and all the people have Notre Dame ready. First of all, Charlie Strong's coaching like career at Texas is on the line. Two, all the players he has there now with all his discipline and stuff, love Charlie Strong. Three, the players from last year who took that brutal whipping who are young players, they remember how they got embarrassed in South Bend last year at South Bend. They got a new offensive coordinator. They've always had a solid defense. I think Notre Dame is going to get a rude awakening. I think Charlie Strong pulls a Louisville, Florida, just like when Florida, they thought Florida was going to blow Louisville out because Louisville was a smaller conference and Charlie Strong was a former D coordinator. Louisville beat the lights out of Florida. I say that is what's going to happen here. Especially with them having to come in, and they remember last year, the national game. I think Texas is ready. That's all I need to say. Yeah. And then here's the other big deal. People were getting mad because Coach Strong wouldn't talk about a starting quarterback. Well, I mean, guys, so let's be realistic here. Why the hell would I tell my enemy who I'm going to play? You're going to have to figure out who you're going to have to prepare for. They have two quarterbacks, but the difference is everybody has film on Deshaun Kizer and Malik Zaire. So you know how to prepare for both of them, and they're both pretty similar to each other. So understand that, too, ladies and gentlemen, that Texas is playing a game with Coach Kelly, and I think that's a great idea because they don't need to know who to prepare for. Make them guess. Make them think. Make them work hard. Make them wonder who's going to be starting. There's no need to announce to the media, and I know the media made a big deal about it at Coach Strong's press conference, but at the end of the day, them trying to use the fans wanting to know who the starting QB is a bunch of bull crap. All the fans care about, guys, is winning the damn game. Texas Longhorn fans could give a damn who runs out there on the field and starts. Put a W on the board when the game is over. So I got Texas whooping Notre Dame. If Texas don't come out and try and teach Notre Dame a lesson, then it's not going to be a good season. But I see them coming out pretty pissed off. Now, Oklahoma State plays a super glorified scrimmage versus Southeastern. That game is going to be like 70-13. Give Southeastern a nice little payout and go on about their business. Kansas State versus Stanford. Now, Kansas State versus Stanford, guys, is either Thursday or Friday. It's not a Saturday game. It's one of the first kickoff games. So I will put stuff on the blog, the website, and the Facebook page to make sure everybody knows when that game is because it's before Saturday. So it's one of the early kickoff games. And I'm so glad to see Coach Snyder never running from the competition. That's why everybody loves him. That's why all the coaches look up to him in the conference. And it's an amazing feeling to see K-State Wildcats go against a Pac-12 team. And it should be fun. You never know with Coach Snyder because people pick Stanford because they're ranked and they have McCaffrey and David Shaw is one hell of a coach. they always are going to go with Stanford. But as we know, Coach Snyder punches people in the mouth. I remember a couple years ago how Auburn barely, number two or three ranked Auburn, barely got out of Kansas State. Barely got out of there. K-State should have won that game if they didn't have a couple drop passes. So don't be surprised. Kansas State brings problems whenever they play big competition. Now, let's get down to our favorite team who we all would love to see do a little better and bring some competition, and that is the Kansas Jayhawks. Great basketball school, was a solid football school when Aqib Talib was there in the mid-early 2000s. Now they're just looking really, really, really bad. So, guys, what I want to say is they play Rhode Island. Rhode Island is a pretty good FCS team, Division I AA. Don't be surprised if they lose to Rhode Island. But I have faith in the Jayhawks. David Betty, I hope he has them ready and focused to go in another year. And I definitely think they have a chance to win against Rhode Island, and I'm going to pick Kansas to at least win 24-13 or something like that, at least one by a touchdown and a field goal, hopefully. But I wouldn't be surprised if it goes bad and they lose at home to an FCS team. It's just that bad in Lawrence right now. Now, West Virginia actually has a tough one. West Virginia plays Mizzou. Last year, West Virginia beat both out-of-conference games, which are other power conference schools. This will be a tough one for West Virginia, but I think with Missouri losing Coach Pinkel, everything that went wrong on campus last year, all the controversies, West Virginia having that up-and-down kind of year last year but still found a solid way to win, I see the Mountaineers pulling this one out, 42-21 or 35-18. I see them winning by two touchdowns easily. I see them running some points up and Dagger Holgerson bringing the troops into the Big 12 with a nice SEC win. As you remember, guys, it was 2 years in a row there where Missouri got to the SEC championship game once they left us, which is the Big 12. So it's actually good to see old Big 12 versus new Big 12, which West Virginia's new Big 12. Missouri's old Big 12. They left us for that money in the SEC and the ESPN propaganda. Can't be mad at them for them, but we're coming back. Big 12, we're making a serious comeback here soon. Last but not least, Iowa State. Matt Campbell opens up his coaching debut at Iowa State. In his first year as a Cyclones head coach and the youngest coach in the conference, and I think the second youngest coach in the entire country. And I think if Coach Herman and the Houston Cougars come over to the Big 12, we'll have two of the youngest coaches in the country. So get ready for that, guys. Iowa State takes on University of Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa is always a tough opponent. They're SDS team. They have something, one of the nicest domes in the country called the UNI Dome. The basketball and the football team play there. Very nice facility. Rivalry school. This is that school's Super Bowl because all the kids that played there wanted to go to Iowa or Iowa State, but they weren't recruited. So Northern Iowa is the next best option if you want a full scholarship. And it'll be a fight, but I think Iowa State and Coach Campbell find a way to win this game. So that's it, guys. Big 12 Nation Week 1 opponents recap. Next week we'll try and get a show where you don't just hear me blabbing and you guys can actually call in. I'll post the call-in number on the Facebook page and the website. And let's talk Big 12 football because after week one we're going to have some scores, some headlines, some things to talk about. Who's ranked, who's not ranked. We got a whole lot to talk about, guys, coming up soon. So this has been Big 12 Nation. I thank you guys so much. And opening weekend is here. I can't wait to talk about it. I can't wait to post about it. And I can't wait to get this thing going and this season underway. Big 12 Nation, love you guys. And I will talk to you next week and all weekend on the blogs and all our different Facebook pages. Take care, guys. See you next week. Enjoy opening weekend. Bye.